All right, good afternoon. It's 12:59. It's almost 1 o'clock and we are getting ready, set to go. This is Talk on the Block. My name is Zion Emmanuel. As Matt would normally say, if it is on the block, we will talk about it. And let me just add to his opening salvo here, the block is filled. Our block is extremely filled. And we are going to open it up brick by brick, or as you see, barbergreen by barbergreen. We're going to open it up. For the next hour, we're going to be looking at two major items here this afternoon. A couple of people recommended that Dennis Byron's letter to the leader of the opposition should be read in full, because since the rainstorm, I think Friday, Saturday, a lot of people, including myself, haven't got internet. All right. So I agree 100% that it should be read, and we're going to be doing that. And after this, we will run a clip by Gabriel Christian, which we were supposed to do in full because of a little technical difficulty we had, and time ran out. We had to not return to his observation based on the election that is called for the 6th of December and Dennis Byron's letter to the leader of the opposition. So we're going to be doing the letter reading. We're going to be listening to Gabriel Christian, and I hope we could get Gabriel Christian to comment on his presentation. I think Pat Aaron will be or might be joining Gabe in that endeavor. So let us go straight to it. This is going to be an open line Wednesday as usual, keeping Matt's format into as is. So we're going to be first we're going to read this letter to you. Take a listen, please. All right, take a listen, please.
Letter dated 6 November 2022. Dear Mr. Linton, I greet you respectfully and assure you that I am working towards expediting the presentation of my recommendations for the improvement of the electoral process in the Commonwealth of Dominica. I will be presenting my report in two phases. Phase 1 will deal with the registration of electors, and Phase 2 with the election process. I am in the final stage of the Phase 1 report. It is in this context that I present to you, under confidential cover, a draft registration of electors bill and draft registration of electors regulations, and invite you to study these drafts and be available for consultative meeting regarding them at a time to be agreed. These drafts should not be presented to the public. Publication should be the responsibility of the Honorable Prime Minister only after I have made a formal presentation of him of my report. I have been mindful that my engagement carries the expectation of bridging the sharp divisions of opinion that have handicapped the completion of this reform exercise. Against this background, legislative support is required to give effect to the recommended reforms. The existing legislation relating to the registration of electors as well as the electoral process is quite old, and it has been a flashpoint for political disagreement and community dissatisfaction. Merely amending the existing laws would not satisfy the goals of the reform exercise. New legislation is needed to modernize the electoral system and to bring in line with the international best practices. The preparation of the new legislative have benefited from the expertise of Dr. Beverly Pereira, legislative drafting specialist. It was also considered the consensus resulting from consultation with the Electoral Commission would increase the probability of acceptance of the proposed reforms. Consultation took longer than anticipated, as it was characterized by robust discussion and even resulted in several modifications to drafts of the proposed legislative. I am pleased to report that the draft legislation now presented to you has a consensus of the Commission. I do not present accompanying information, but I am willing to respond to your inquiries and submit any information you may request. Finally, my proposal as to the timelines going forward are as follows. 1. I will present Phase 1 report during the month of November 2022. 2. Parliament tables the Register of Electors legislation in December 2022 with the plan to enact it in January 2023 so that the Register of Electors could be complied in accordance with the recommendations during that calendar year. 3. I will present Phase 2 of the report after a consultation process similar to that undertaken for Phase 1 in February or March 2023. And 4. Parliament tables and enacts the Phase 2 legislation in March or April of 2023. Sincerely, Sir Dennis Byron.
All right. I hope everybody listened very carefully to the details of the letter from Byron to the leader of the opposition. We here will try to get the leader of the opposition to give his comments. I think it's absolutely necessary that we have the leader of the opposition, who is no stranger to Q95, come in and share with us his understanding of what is in this letter. It's well written, I could tell you that, and it's straight to the point. Here's one point before we go on and present Gabriel's report, as well as open up the line for discussion. I will be giving out the numbers soon. Here's one thing again. I mean, the more I listen to this, the more I read it, is the more certain realities in the letter comes to my mind. Byron has made a critical point here that the electoral process in Dominica is quite old. Listen very carefully. The electoral process in Dominica is quite old and needs to be modernized. We have been saying that a long time ago. We have been saying the thing is archaic. And because of its I would say its antique status, people are running roughshod and rigging it. So here you have somebody who has been contracted to give us recommendations to modernize the system is agreeing that it is old. Somebody on the outside had to tell those who signed the contract with him that the system is old. And we have been saying that over and over. Reform must take place. And there's some reform at this point that does not need legislation. It needs enforcement. We repeat this over and over and over again. It needs voters cleaning the list does not need reform. It needs enforcement. Issuing voters ID card, that does not need reform. That needs enforcement. A residency requirement, that is in the Constitution. That does not need no reform. Access to the media, which should be very simple. Everybody should have equal rights to the national radio station. Everybody should have equal opportunity there. What do we need reform for this for? Campaign finance reform, I can understand. But access to the media not just during election time, year round, by all political parties, by all individuals. It shouldn't have to go through a reform. It should be enforced. So here is Byron telling us that our system is old and it needs modernization. But some people could not wait on the modernization before they call an election. So they call an election with the same old system that their contractee is telling me it's very old. Can you dig this? Can you really dig this? Is this a lack of understanding of what has to be done? Or is it deliberately corrupting the system? I'm certain, as I said this morning, on the hot seat, this thing has been read carefully. It was submitted to Duncan Stowe. The CCs are there. And not one, listen to this very carefully, not one, and I should say, there's a statement of confidentiality in this, but it is finished all. That is gone. We would want our commissioners to come out and tell us exactly what is going to be done about this. Because the Electoral Commission has the right to say no also to an election on December 6, 2022. The commission can say no, we are not ready yet for an election. We want to respect the recommendations and then we move forward. We have commissioners. Come on, talk to us. Talk to us. What is your position? Now that the cat is out of the bag, the commission has the legality to say, to scare it right now, there's going to be no election on December 6, 2022 until Byron's recommendations are implemented Let me see how Duncan is going to stand up. Let me see how the two L's are going to stand up. Let me see the two guys who represent the opposition going to stand up. Let's look at this. We are at a critical point now in our development. We are at a critical point in our political development. We are at a point where we cannot allow one set of people in our society to blatantly disrespect rules and regulations, because their doctrine is no law, no constitution can prevent them from doing what they want to do. We should spin that doctrine and say no law and no constitution can prevent us from stopping the election. Let's take a couple of calls and then we'll get back to Gabe's statement. Good afternoon, caller. You on?
Yes, Mr. Zer.
Yes, bro. What's up?
All right. Yeah, you know, I'm listening to you giving me a commentary there, and I'm thinking of yesterday.
Right.
When I spoke to you. My brother, let me say something to you. I know you have a third eye, and your third eye sees very good. And you mentioned the same thing that stuck to me. Out of this whole letter, one word stuck, raggedy.
Mm-hmm.
The system is raggedy.
It's old.
And yes, and the gentleman and his cohort knows that, so they abuse the system.
Mm-hmm.
And this call for election is another abuse of the system, right, now that he is caught red-handed. You see, The gentleman asked for the respect of presenting, what's the name? Byron asked for the respect of presenting the letter to the Prime Minister before the leader of the opposition,
mm-hmm,
make it public, right, or have it out in the open before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that respect was given to Mr. Byron,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
But here is the thing. The so-called prime minister, I'm not going to call him out his name like I usually do. It's a word I usually use. But because this name business, we got to stop. We got to go into facts and action. Because the name thing is for a while. You do that and you move on. You move on to bigger and better things. Proactive. So, what he did, after he read that letter and realizes, before his next term is, before this term is over and he has to call for next election, he would have to fix the system per CCJ, per Byron study. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what he did is took a jump on having Byron stuff complete and don't want to have to fix the system. Electoral reform is not in his forte, my friend. He don't want to do that for no reason whatsoever. Don't forget, one of his attorneys told him,
that's right,
if he ever do that,
he's dead.
It will end his winning legacy.
Right.
So we must understand these things. My friend, when I say something, we must think deep and we must remember. We must always remember some things that happened before, because things that happen in the future and in the present will always make the whole. You see, you come full circle.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't remember, you don't know where you're going. If you don't have history, you don't set a foundation to know where you're going and how to take care of things when it comes.
Mm-hmm.
What this gentleman has just done, jump the gun, call a snap election, and I saw it coming because I heard some people say so. I heard Sister Marlin said it.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Blessing said he saw some signs of it.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the speech I was hearing, I said to Matt a couple of them, I said, I think I smell an election. His National Day speech.
Right.
Told you that in some of the issues that he brought up. He's going to pay the police off for the leave and all that stuff because it will disrupt the system and all that. But it was well put together that people hearing it get excited.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they miss the points that they should pay attention. Something is afoot. He's going to give people who don't work social security like they do in America. They give SSI.
Right.
Okay. So all these things, Zah, let me sum up, is...
Mm-hmm.
He jumped the gun to continue to abuse the system, break the law, and then when the time comes where he has to put the electoral process in place and do the right thing, he would have consolidated all his moves, put everything, then he'd become a president to avoid any kind of repercussions.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's all about him. It's not about Dominica or the people of Dominica.
All right.
So this is the move that he played.
Right.
I think this time he played a wrong move and the people are very serious.
I was waiting for you to land. You just opened part of the mechanics of that whole thing and it is not in his favor.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
You got it, my brother. I listen to you, man. You know, I listen to you and I know you got that vision. You have that kind of mindset. And that's why I was waiting for you, but I was so anxious to call.
Yeah,
when
right.
you play that letter, because I read it last night, and this is one that stuck with me. So, you know, I'm listening, my brother.
All right,
bro. Take care, my friend.
Keep on listening. All right, guys. We're going to go into... we're going to see... Let's take a little break and go over to the Gabriel Christian comments. All right, take a listen.
And now, in a typical criminal fashion, the line was cut when we were calling out the crimes of the regime. And so, Brother Zah, this is a continuation of our statement, which calls for the resignation of Roosevelt's cabinet, boycotting of any sham election, and the replacement of that regime by a government of national unity that will bring Dominicans together. Those of the former Labour Party, which of course is now dead and has been replaced by a sham organization led by one man, and that government to comprise other elements of our society, our civil society, and the opposition forces. We're calling for the boycott of the election because Roosevelt's Carrot took tens of thousands of Dominica's taxpayers' money and hired an eminent Caribbean jurist Dennis Byron, I believe, is his name, to prepare an electoral reform plan. On November 6th, I have it on good information that Mr. Byron wrote a letter stating that the plan was in process without waiting for the plan to be made public or implementing that plan. He rushed into election, placing a new slew of candidates who, more likely so than not so, were offered inducement of a material kind to stand for office. There is confusion in the so-called Labour Party, which is nothing more than an instrumentality of one man, and there are Labourites who still have a vestigial love for Dominican people. To all the persons who once supported Michael Douglas, to all the persons who once supported Edward Oliver LeBlanc, to all the persons who once supported Patrick John, to all the persons who once supported Rosie Douglas, to all the persons who once supported Pierre Charles, we call on you. We are your family. We are your friends, your fellow Dominicans. Do not allow Roosevelt's carrot to turn you like cannibals against your own people. It was Roosevelt's carrot who, in the middle of the worst pandemic in modern history, arrogated onto himself and his family a mansion on a hill at the cost of $64,000 to the taxpayer of Dominica. No stimulus package, no support to the struggling masses. Is that a Labour Party? No, that is a party of one man who has grown blind and who has gone insane because of his love of wine, women, and song, and his craving after material things, who has sought to mamagai you all these years. And so we call on you, Dominicans, to join the call of the democracy forces for the immediate resignation of Roosevelt's carrot, the boycotting of the election, and for a government of national unity where all Dominicans can join hands and work together to recover our country. Because today, my friends, we do not know that we have a country. And we believe that this is a nefarious plot by Skerrit and his international cabal of gangsters to recolonize Dominica for his foreign friends so that our country can be their base to lord it over our people while we remain his slaves. We shall not be his Skerrit slaves. We are free men and women, and we are duty-bound to save our country, and we shall fight to the last to recover our national independence, our dignity, and our democracy. That is our call, and we are so duty-bound. God bless you, my brothers and sisters. We love you. We shall unite with all our brothers and sisters, Labour, Freedom, UWP, and no party at all, to recover our country, to recover our beloved Dominica, and to have the victory for democracy over evil, thievery, treachery, and lies. Thank you very much. Patriots of Dominica, rise up. The time has come for us to recover our country. Thank you.
Patriots of Dominica, the time has come. According to Gabriel Christian, to not recover but take back our country. The numbers to call, 449-3095, 449-3096, 449-3097, 616-4257, 305 overseas line, 432-9624. And 347-349-7431. Yes, caller, good afternoon. You on the line?
Hi, Manuel Patiron.
Hey, Patty, what's up, my brother?
I'm there.
Thanks, man, there. Yes. You on?
The floor is open to me?
Yes, man, wide open, bro.
Very good.
Yeah.
I want to say a good day to all Dominicans at home, overseas, over land. Right now in Dominica, we're facing an unprecedented situation. The leader of the country is taking on his cabinet, the opposition. Mr. Byron, the ECCB, the Eastern Caribbean Highest Court, he's taking that all of that on. And I want to see if we're going to stay there and let that happen. He's taking on all democracy-loving people in the Caribbean and the world by extension. This man has done every conceivable wrong. I've made every conceivable mistake a leader could make. Now he's getting rid of his whole cabinet, or practically. Right now, sir, I'm calling on each and every Dominican. You must speak now. We have never gone so wrong in Dominica. The doctors, the lawyers, the managers, the business owners, the union leaders, church leaders, retirees, employees, self-employed people, professionals, everybody must speak now. Because if this man can get away with that, then we will not be able to even whisper after that. We have about 30 days in Dominica to decide who comes up on top, who wins that battle, Mr. Skerritt or Dominica. And I'm saying right now, if that election comes through, that tells me Mr. Skerritt is not a man, he's a god. And I'm not living in any country where I'm at odds with a god. So if that happens, I know it's time for me to get out. Zara, like yourself, you know, we are citizens of the U.S., but we choose.
That's right.
We love Dominica, so we choose
Dominica
to be here.
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if I know, if he wins, if he reaches the day of that election and election comes through, which I know you cannot beat him in an election because he controls the machinery, then I know it's time for me to get out of this place because this man is not a man, he's a god. And I will never oppose again. You will not hear me writing any songs in Calypso, nothing like that. I'll just be beginning to be on my way out. If Mr. Skerritt is allowed to get away with that atrocity, if he can do that in Dominica, then it's the end of Dominica because we won't be able to talk again. You won't be able to whisper. If he can get away with that, and if all the members of his cabinet are going to stay there and just accept, because he cannot say they didn't do their work because they only do what he wants them to do. So there, that means they have been totally obedient to you, and you're getting rid of them. So something is wrong. Something is dreadfully wrong, and it is much too much for any man to bite at one time in one bite. And if he gets away with that, lights off in Dominica. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, okay, good. Well, I feel you. Yes. I feel this passion, this sentiment, this loyalty to country. And we know that Pat has and still is making a significant contribution. We will get back to that. I think there's someone on the line. Let's see. Yes, overseas line. Yes, good afternoon, Neon caller.
Hey, Zah, good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm fine. How you doing?
Hey, good man. Zah, I call on Monday with regards to protest action. This election has to be stopped. There needs to be a mobilization of the people. Yes, Byron sent his letter and what's not. Now is not a time to be analyzing letter and all of that. That horse has already bolted the stable. There needs to be a mobilization on the ground. No ballot box is supposed to leave the electoral office. That is what the focus should be on now. There was a meeting on Monday with all the opposing forces. I haven't heard
anything.
What has come out of that meeting.
Exactly.
There needs to be a coming together of everybody, a mobilization effort. We cannot be looking now to Lennox Linton to lead us again. Where are all the other people? The NJAMs and the CCM and everybody. Somebody has to take the lead. We cannot be looking at UWP people. There has to be a mobilization. Q95 is the radio station where the opposition could come and vent and talk about their concerns. Right now we're in a crisis, you know. I don't know if people didn't realize, but we're in a crisis, you know. When Q95 should be on there trying to mobilize people. Yesterday, I hear Q95 playing Christmas Carol. Now is not the time for that. We need to mobilize. If it's Charles Savory that have to put in a government of national unity now, then that's where we should be. Charles Savory not supposed to sleep from now until December 6th. Without he do that, now is not the time for Christmas carol and them thing there. The country in a crisis. People probably don't seem to understand that. Thank you, sir.
All right, brother. Thanks you for your contribution. We take all ideas, all analysis in the consideration. Good afternoon, caller. You on?
Hey.
Yeah, what's up?
I call.
Yes, my brother. You good?
I understand clearly this morning. I just agree. I'll just let it fly.
Yeah, my brother. Okay, good.
Okay, blessings.
Blessings.
I'm when the newsman read the letter there, I finally took something into context, which I thought it was otherwise this morning, having to do with the letter Byron sent to Mr. Linton was not what he was asking to be confidential.
Yes.
It's the first part of his recommendation. He was asking for it to be kept confidential, but now it's in the open.
Mm-hmm.
Now not in the open. The letter is in the open, but
yes,
his first phase of the recommendation
is not.
It's not, and I think it should be made public because it was violated.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I understand, sir, there was a consensus. Three lawyers, you know, on Labour side, on the government side,
right,
and two of UWP on which are not lawyers. But there was a consensus reached on the first phase, and look at that, you know. It is being violated, or it was violated. So you could see you're dealing with a man who stick by his words. No law, not even the Constitution. He is the greatest violator of the law of the land, the Constitution, or the mode of the law, the Constitution. So it is sad to see I hear in about not contesting election. That is not enough for me, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I think yes, but there should be no election.
Exactly.
And it is very, very sad. And people have to wake up to the realization that this man doesn't care about Dominica, because it's not about Dominica, it's about Labour. You hear him naming the people, the new list, or the new slate.
Right.
It's about the Dominica Labour Party. It's not about Dominica. And he put young people there. He can manipulate them, skillfully determine the outcome of how they think and how they behave. Because Black Bond them seems to be getting a little rowdy, or Street getting a little rowdy. Maybe give him, the meritorious award. The meritorious award, hoping that he would keep him quiet. But it seems like they're making noise.
That didn't work, blessings.
No, they're making noise.
Plenty noise, yes.
Let me just conclude by saying,
go ahead, bro. Take your time.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So I am seeing all over Europe and America, those places where on an allegation, whether true or false, people resign.
Mm-hmm.
After they were exonerated, they were clear of all charges, but based on principle, they resign because they do not want to serve as a distraction in the functions of the organization, whether bank or anywhere, sir. And after they rehire them in Dominica. If Blackmore, Austria, let us not talk about Ian. We know what is Ian's best friend, and he doesn't bother about anything. Just give him his best friend. And I am saying, I listened to the girl from Rosa South. Did you watch a video of her?
Not yet. I have not had time to open up that. When I am more relaxed, I will look at it.
In the interest of time, she is saying, just 3 years she there, and from day one she on the ground. Nobody they come there claiming to be whatever. They should be bullied out of the community. So she's not taking it lying down, and I think more of them should know that Kenneth Darry, listen to me, la boy.
Your neighbor, blessings.
My neighbor, Ella, you know, my neighbor is a kind of quiet.
Yeah. Same
even if Sarah would hit her big slap, she would not do nothing. Maybe I'm misjudging her.
Mm.
But to tell you the truth, my brethren, if Dominicans allow that opportunity to pass us by,
good point,
That is it. Page closed. Book closed.
Yeah, we finished.
Thank you.
And that is what Pat is saying. Very good set of points. Thank you for your contribution, bro. Yes, let's go you. On and take another call. We are exploding on the good afternoon caller. You on?
Yes, good afternoon, Za. Good afternoon, all Dominicans.
Good afternoon.
I just want to share a little part in what is going on in this country of mine, Dominica, Za. And my name is Justus Marshall, Za.
Yes, Mr. Marshall, how are you doing?
Not a bad soldier. I listened to this man on podium, you know, announcing his candidates. And when I heard that, he shouted, "We have a 23-year-old. Za, I see how deep this man has poisoned our people, our young people. Mm-hmm. And Za, the only thing I can say, apart from a gentleman earlier on saying we're in a crisis, is we are doomed if we ever allow this man to come through with elections. And again, from St. Joseph, Vince Henderson know where he come from. My name is Justus Marshall. Stephen Easy don't know where they come from. My name is Justus Marshall.
My boy.
Miss King know where she came from. My name is Justus Marshall. Calvadaru know where he came from. My name is Justus Marshall. Mr. Lloyd, I don't know much about you, but I'm asking you to get out of that tantrum of disaster, that tantrum of evil, that tantrum of cruelty to Dominicans, that tantrum of no regard for people and their pain and their suffering, that no regard for people and their health, because incomplete hospital, incomplete stadium, incomplete street, they name it. This man asked for 5 years. They gave him 5 years with 18 seats. And he's asking for another 5 years after 3 years.
Yeah, he took four out of the this five. So he's looking for eight now.
You understand?
Yes.
He has started almost nothing as to what he has promised.
Right.
You can imagine a day or two ago, after he called election, this man takes the bulldozers and he starts playing them on that place in Wesley. And the Dominicans, seeing that man is just playing games with their good hearts, Dominican, I will not turn my back on you all because I love you all as my people. That's where I come from, my bone and my backbone. I'm in St. Thomas, yes. Mm-hmm. But I feel in the pain.
Right,
feel in the pain because I have children in Dominica.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I'm asking you all not to not vote, but prevent every action towards an election. Find a way in preventing it.
Wow.
If God spare my life, I will find a way to see if I can be part of you all when you all acting.
Mm-hmm.
Stop him! Stop him! Stop that boy! That boy has never grown to be a man, to see the responsibility of people. He has not had had responsibilities. You could see that his behavior, outrageous, disrespectful, just name it. That is what that scary boy, Ruth Belter, what is his name? Haunt me, get me.
Right.
But believe me, my brother, in my heart, what I have inside, only God knows.
Only God
Dominican,
knows.
Dominican,
yes.
Stop this man.
All right, bro, thank you very, very, very much for your contribution. All right, the lines are open. We're going to take another call. Yes, caller, good afternoon. You're on Talk on the Block. Good afternoon.
Brothers, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And how are you doing?
I'm hanging in. Hey, what's up?
I'm good.
I haven't heard from your CEO for a little while, Mr. Semba.
Oh, yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a while. Yes.
I want to tell the people again, sir, my name is Edin Kotzenval.
Yes.
So. I was born in the village of St. Joseph. I raised up in Layu. Presently, I'm living in Warner.
Mm-hmm.
On Sunday, Matt, we put our constituency association together.
Together, right.
We have a new look constituency association comprising a good mixture of youth and experience.
Mm-hmm.
I'm no longer the chairman. I give way to a younger guy. So people from St. Joe, diaspora, wherever you are, Bonnie Ryan is now the chairman of the Constituency Association. I am the PRO. Mm-hmm. And that I want to do my first assignment today as PRO of the St. Joseph Constituency Association.
Go right
and
ahead.
As a Dominican right. at large.
Mm-hmm.
I am a former police officer. I reached the rank of sergeant in the Commonwealth of Dominica Police Force. And I want to call of the leaders of CARICOM. Every one of the leaders in CARICOM. Mm-hmm. It seems as though you have abandoned us. Except when it is convenient to you all to send people to send your forces to kill people in Salisbury, Marigot, and other parts of Dominica to keep Skerrit in office. I wish to advise you all, do not send your RSS to Dominica. You all know what is happening in Dominica. And you all never caution Roosevelt Skerrit. You're not concerned about Roosevelt Skerrit under the guise of not interfering if the internal politics of a sister country. But as I say, when it is convenient to all, you all interfered. You all wrote some condor of St. Kitts and the Unity Party mm-hmm. about Timothy Harris' private lifestyle, but scaring corruption all over the place, and you all never do anything. I want to tell you all that we are Dominicans. We know the terrain of our country better than RSS. And we will stand and defend our country. What happened in Salisbury in 2019 is not going to happen in 2022. Matt, I'm sorry. I want to call on the Commissioner of Police, his deputy, and Mr. Valerie. I don't know what rank it is. Now is the time for you all to take control. Take control of Dominica. A madman is in charge of our country. The people give him a 5-year mandate. 3 years into the mandate, mm-hmm. he dissolved parliament and he's asking for another mandate. Right. When the east of the country is in crisis, mm-hmm. people die. Certain places, villages in the east are cut off from each other. Yet the most Roosevelt Skerrit can think of is keeping himself in power. As Eustace Marshall said, he hasn't grown up. He's still as though he's still sucking his mother's nipples. He's still a little baby. So people, while I am satisfied that the opposition isn't going to take part in the election, but we want to go a step further, many steps further. I wish to say, to let every one of you know, what we should decide is there is not going to be a general election in Dominica. If we allow Skerrit to have another general election, that is it for us. According to the same patois, we finibat. We have given him an inch, now he has a mile going. We have to pull him back. We have to take back our country. And Charles Favre, you did it in 79. You're sitting down there pretty because you're benefiting from the spoils. Now is the time as head of country for you to do what is necessary to be done to rescue your country. That's it from me, sir. As right. I am now the PRO of St. Mm-hmm. Joseph. Mm-hmm. Constituency Association, and the people will be hearing from me very often. Thank you very much.
All right, you just heard from the PRO of the St. Joseph Constituency Association, Ellicott Sinval, who identify himself as an ex-police officer, but who we know very well to be a real true patriot. Folks, the phones are going crazy, but we have to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Island Dominica Civil Liberties Foundation, Inc. Midclip, uniting our Kalinago and Afro-Caribbean Nature Islanders and friends of Dominica at home and abroad, coming together to help preserve the integrity of Dominica's democracy, human rights, and civil liberties, ensuring free, fair, and competitive elections on a level playing field within a system that guarantees freedom of expression, belief and association, respect for the inalienable rights of individuals and minorities, respect for the rule of law, for free communications media, and free from psychological, mental, and physical abuse of women, minors, the elderly, and young men. Meantime, the people of Salisbury were tear-gassed and shot at while they slept the night before the general election in December 2019 by local law enforcement aided and abetted by regional security forces. Patriots appear ready to take the biggest step to fight this cancer that is ravaging every organ of good governance in Dominica.
Patriots appear ready to join the legal fight to have the highest court in the region decide once and for all if Dominica should continue to operate as a rogue state where the state's coffers may be starved while secretive accounts in unknown places are filled to the brim with taxpayers' money. Nitcliffe, join the fight to save Dominica from this malevolent cancer. Make your contribution, however modest, to support the legal challenge to account for Dominica's millions. The law is on your side. Every patriot should be on your side. Nitcliffe, support our Radiothon, fundraising events, subscriptions, GoFundMe, and other initiatives to help raise funds to support a legal challenge against the siphoning of public funds from the Consolidated Fund and other initiatives and actions. Nitcliffe, Nature Island Dominica Civil Liberties Foundation, Inc., working to help unify and build Dominica and our Afro-Caribbean and Kalinago brothers and sisters at home and abroad. Nitcliffe, fighting to save our nature island, Dominica.
Looking for the very best cleaning products on the market at the absolutely best prices anywhere? Eastern Trading Limited has exactly what you are looking for. Marvel at our wide range of world-class Sapolio brand products. Top quality at budget-friendly prices. A wide assortment of popular products in a convenient range of sizes to suit all your needs. Bleach, powder and liquid detergent. Liquid and paste dishwashing detergent, fabric softeners, stain removers for white and colored clothes, easy iron stash, scrubbing powders, air fresheners, cream cleaners, disinfectants, kitchen, oven and grill cleaner, insect, roach and flying insect killer, paste and liquid shoe polish, cleaning wipes and much, much more. Be kind to your budget and still get the best products on the market. Get to know the Sapolio brand of world-class products. Eastern Trading Limited. We are making a difference for you.
Be sure you settle for more. Get up to 35% off Beacon's fully comprehensive vehicle insurance and still cover a whole lot more. Enjoy higher discounts and better coverage for any kind of vehicle, car, SUV or pickup with free loss of use, windscreen cover and special perils. To sign up, call Archipelago Trading at 448-5247 or log on to beacon.co.tt and settle for more today.
Remember, we are in the hurricane season. Discuss and practice a disaster plan with your family. One of the most important lessons from hurricane, make sure everyone in the family knows who to contact and how to contact them. Make sure kids know enough information so that an adult can get in touch with that person should sudden evacuation be necessary when you aren't near them. Practice this and make other backup plans. If you have young children, you might like to write important contact information on an index card and give it to them in case they are somehow separated from you. If your older children have cell phones, make sure that your contact information and any other important contact information are programmed into their contact list or speed dials. This can be as involved as you like, but keep in mind the ages and temperaments of individuals to assure everything runs smoothly in the event you have to evacuate immediately.
Auto Trade introduces our newest line of lubricants, Valvoline, America's first branded motor oil. Valvoline has been formulating and improving motor oil longer than any other brand. From the world's first racing oil to the world's first synthetic blend, Valvoline has been trusted in engines around the world for over 150 years. Make the switch today. Choose Valvoline, the original motor oil. At Auto Trade, we only recommend the best in quality because at Auto Trade, it's more than a vehicle. It's a relationship. Valvoline Lubricants, now distributed by Auto Trade.
The views expressed in this radio program are not necessarily those of Q95 FM Radio. Q95 FM Radio will not accept any responsibility or liability for the statements made during the course of this program.
This is Talk on the Block. My name is Zion Manuel, sitting in for my dear friend, Matt Pelty. I just want to make one little statement here, because, you know, folks have a way that is turn things wrong and try to hold people responsible for things they are not responsible for. So let me make it quite clear to our listeners and our extended family that the statement that was read, the letter that was read, which came from Dennis Byron, is circulating online. It didn't come to us here by any through any individual. Anybody who has WhatsApp can probably go in there probably and get this letter. So it did not come to Q via an individual. We know how some folks are out there. They like to put the cat before the horse. So I want to make it quite clear. Q wants to make it quite clear that the letter from Byron that was read is securely, we got it from WhatsApp. All right? Let's take a message. Let's take a phone call, please. Good afternoon, Overseas Line. You on?
Yes, thanks again for taking my call.
Right.
I just want to encourage the people of Dominica to tell them to not be dismayed, because the good Lord said he'll never forsake them. You know, my good buddy Ernie Potsendal made a very, very interesting observation with regards to these RSS guys that we know Roosevelt Kerrit will want to bring to Dominica. And Nia Motley will be really ready to send them for the simple reason that keeping Roosevelt Kerrit in charge for 10 more years, Dominica are going to stay underdeveloped. Everything else will go to Barbados. Then you have brown paper bag in Antigua. You know, keeping Roosevelt Kerrit there again, Dominica are going to stay underdeveloped. Chastney, you know more, but you have Philippe Jepier. I'm sending a message to Philippe Jepier. Do not get involved. Do not send your RSS to Dominica. You, that new one from Grenada, please refrain from
doing Michelle, that. That's Michelle. I think Michelle, yes. I think it's Michelle from Grenada, the new guy.
Michelle from Grenada.
Right.
Stay away from that. And then you send kids, please, my brother, do me that favor. Dominica need to get freed up. Dominica is under bondage from a volley. Stay blessed, Zion.
Okay. Cool. Let's take another call. We get into that hour. It's good afternoon, caller. You on? Good afternoon, caller. You on?
Mobilization, preparation, and organization. No backing down. Fear does not repel what you are afraid of. Your fears does not drive away what you're afraid of. Stop it, Dominicans, and stand up. Thank you.
All right. We have also what we call in organizing, planning, implementation, and management. Let's take another call. Yes, caller, you on? Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, family. How you been?
Hey, family, you all right?
Yeah, it's great. I think you must, first of all, maintain that practice of declaring source when you
Yes, yes, project. Yes, yes.
Okay,
that's very clear, yes.
Standard practice.
Yeah, it's protection, yes.
I hear the energy of the people, but a lot of it on our ears, we still directly towards scarce, you know? We still directed towards scary stuff. I hear people talking about the injunction. We've been talking about it for days, lawyers and otherwise, conversation. You know, I am all for it, but the truth is what is staring us in our face might be an impossibility because of precedent. So I don't want folks to put too much hope on an injunction working. I want us to put hope in trying it, but not in an injunction working. It looks like it's going to be an uphill. But and so the reality is that at the end of the day, the only thing that can stop Roosevelt Kerrit is the people. Is the people, not Mia Motley and what Mia doing Barbados, not what nobody else doing Antigua, not no nothing. The only thing that can stop Roosevelt Kerrit is the people. And I think the earlier we can come into that realization and you know, access it into our mind and our thoughts and get ourselves prepared for that we are the only ones who can stop Roosevelt Kerrit.
All right. I hear you.
Peace and blessings, well, brother.
It's the people that must take the lead in solving their problems, okay? Yes, caller, you on. Good afternoon. Yes, hello? Yes, caller?
Good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing?
Man, I'm just trying to reach you for you, and guess what? But thank God I get you.
Okay. Yo.
I do not know Mr. Patron, but I listen to his voice, you know. I listen to his heart.
Yeah, he's cool. Yes, he's cool.
That is upon this merit. I am kind of requesting that I ask Mr. Roosevelt Kelly a question I will not stop asking.
We go into the same question again. I like that. Please ask him the question.
Mr. Roosevelt Kelly, I am Tony Caesar. I am a citizen of the Commonwealth of Dominica, sir. Will Dominicans lose their lives? You listen to the voices of the people. Will Dominicans lose their lives or lose their lives at the expense of the state in power? Roosevelt Carrot, tell me. Lord have mercy.
Hey, wow. Let's take another call. We're moving on. Yes, caller, you on? Yes, good afternoon. Good afternoon, caller.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Good afternoon. You're on. Talk on the block.
Yes, good afternoon.
Right.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, I was listening to Blessings earlier, and he made some very good points. But the point is, in certain countries where people are being accused of committing certain crimes, even before it is proven, they step down.
It is
because they live in democratic societies. Dominica is not a democracy. On paper, yes. Practically, Dominica is a socialist country led by a full-fledged socialist, communist-minded man. And Dominicans are in a political coma. If you remember, when his wife was having her baby, she came to America to have a baby. What kind of people would allow such a thing? Please, Dominicans, get up here from your behind. God only helps people who help themselves. So stop seeking this, and God will help, and God will help. God will help, but you have to help yourself. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome, sir. We're going to take another call. Good afternoon, caller. You on? Yes, hello. Good afternoon. All right, we have 4 more minutes, and the phones are going a little crazy, but the hour has come, and slowly we will be shutting down, and I'll be back here tomorrow morning, God willing, at 8 o'clock. But in the meantime, we will take 1 or 2 more calls, and yes. Good afternoon, caller. You on?
Good afternoon, Mr. Emmanuel.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yon, go ahead, Blue Blue. I'm listening to you.
Good afternoon, Diana.
No, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. Mr. Manuel.
Yes.
I heard a trip of scary going around saying that he will deliver the people because, like, what happened in Salisbury not going to happen again. Can you get that tape to replay it for us, please?
Yeah, we'll do the work and see if we can get that, yes.
Yeah, because Skerrit, I don't know which one of Skerrit's father died and will Dominica to him. But Dominica is not Skerrit's own. Dominica is ours own. So please, play that tape for all of us.
Yeah, we'll see if we could find it. You see, the right to succession or inheritance is something seriously, you know, legal. So I agree with you. We don't know who did that, but we know that Dominica is also ours. It's not one person's own. So we will move on. We will do what has to be done to ensure that all the people out there should do what has to be done to keep Dominica lively and free. There's an overseas call, and then we're going to wrap up. Let's see. Talk on the block. Zay Emmanuel sitting in for Matt Pelte. Good afternoon, caller. You on?
Zay, I've been trying for a while, and thanks for.
Man, you're lucky. That's the last caller.
I know. Okay.
Okay.
Zay, there are 2 major organizations in Dominica, Zay. The trade unions.
Right.
And the DAIC.
Yes, right.
All right? This 2 trade unions, should be more powerful than the oppositions are.
Exactly.
All right? They have all the strength to shut down this country, close their place for about a week or 2, because after hurricanes, we do it, right? At the beginning of this virus, it was done. Mm-hmm. It was done.
Right.
This is very critical, gentlemen and ladies, owners of those of this private sectors.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and the trade union leaders.
Right.
Please, you all get together with DAIC and plan that strategy for the sake and for the good of Dominica. Please,
okay, cool.
Thank you.
Right. All right. And you should include the church. Because the church is a major institution in Dominica.
I'm sorry. You should not forget the church. Thanks for mentioning that.
All right. Yeah, the church is a major institution in Dominica, and the unions and what have you, yes. Quite a few people have called here and go back to 79 before government of national unity. A group of national unity to act, at least move Dominica in the right direction. So it is very interesting. That's last caller talk of the unions and the port. It becomes much easier for us because we are living off Woodridge Bay right now. We have no big agriculture in Dominica. Everything is coming through the port. So our stove, our pots and pans on this, our stoves depend more than at any other time on the port. Because the supermarkets run in Dominica right now. All right? So we are going to close for the day. Callers, we will deal with everything tomorrow. This is one solid hour of Talk on the Block. My name is Emmanuel. God willing, I will be here tomorrow. And always remember to keep the pressure on. Thank you very much.